Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, interesting weekend. I was up in Salt Lake. I'll tell you guys a little bit about it. I went up to Park City. I've never been. Pretty cool. Pretty, actually. Very, very pretty. Overdid it. We'll talk about that. But when I was up there, I heard that there was a Deltacron variant. And I'm like, are you guys flipping kidding me? Are you kidding me? And so I go and I look at the news sources, and you almost see this frenzy in the media. Like, they cannot wait. Like the flu Rona. That whole flu Rona coverage was a complete cluster. Because when I heard that there was quote-unquote flu Rona, somebody who tested positive for flu and COVID, and it was the first known case in the world, I'm like, what are you talking about? The past 2 years, people have been testing positive for both. I mean, maybe it's not an everyday occurrence, but why are there these headlines that there has never been a documented case of somebody that had both COVID and flu? I don't understand. And it got the better of them. And the media, I know a lot of you guys have issues with the media, and you don't really give them a lot of worth or credit because of all the bad sort of reporting they do. But that was a miss. And in fact, it's interesting because I could see people accessing my article on it that showed sources of, yeah, somebody last year tested positive. There was other counties that reported this. And then you started to see other media outlets, rather than saying, oh, it was the first known case, go, look, there has been other documented cases, and then linking to the same thing I linked. Nobody gave me credit, but I don't need the credit. I just want good news. I want proper news. Okay? News shouldn't even have an adjective. There shouldn't be fake news or real news. It should be news. News implies it's real. So, luckily I'm seeing, you know, media outlets fix the flu Rona mess. But then there was the Deltacron. And so, some Cypress researchers, and this isn't their fault, okay? I mean, they have detected, they said that they detected a number of mutations that were beyond what was Omicron. According to Dr. Lentios Kostrikis, he said, we have found a significant number of mutations only previously found in Omicron cases, which is different from other variants, and this apparently had 30 mutations. They said 10 of these were identified in samples taken in Cyprus. So this Delta Omicron variant is a variant that has genetic material and mutations that are seen in both Delta and Omicron. Does that mean it recombined and it formed a whole new variant? Too early to tell. Some of us think maybe it was contamination. I mean, maybe somebody got sick with both Omicron and Delta. I mean, it happens. You could get two. So, this Deltacron variant was detected in 25 samples, 11 of which were in hospitalized patients, the other 14 found among samples taken from the quote-unquote general population. So Dr. Kostrikis said the frequency of the mutations was higher among those in the hospital, which can mean there's a correlation between, quote, Deltacron and hospitalizations. Now, again, I don't criticize them for putting this news out there and them calling it Deltacron. Everybody wants to kind of have a, you know, get credit for finding something. I mean, although I don't think in South Africa they're going to do that anytime soon, because what happened when they said, look, guys, we found Omicron, everybody started to ban travel to them. So people are going to be very, very cautious about trying to get that headline out there and get the credit. But could it be possible that we have a Deltacron, a Delta, and an Omicron? Some people are calling Omicron midtermicron, you know, because of the elections coming up. I think that's funny. But honestly, we spoke about recombination events. So basically, if there's a person that, let's say, had Delta in the fall and it hasn't left, who's, you know, even though it should have died off by now, and then they got an Omicron. If you have two viruses infect a cell, the cell's job is to recreate a virus. And remember I told you it's like two decks of cards, that your kid drops two decks of cards and you're trying to sift them out and reorganize them. You say, to heck with them, I'm just going to combine them in one. That's kind of a recombination event in a way in genetics. And so if you do have Delta still circulating, and we do, and then you have somebody with Omicron, that cell could be like, fine, I'll just make the new virus and it could have a combo. And we told you guys that there might be a Delta and Omicron co-infection or recombination because we're not out of the Delta wave. We still have people in the hospital with Delta. So I'm not panicked. I mean, you know, this is the media needs headlines. All right. As if the election isn't enough, as if what's going on with Putin and the Ukraine isn't enough, or what's going on in Kazakhstan or the Olympics or the NFL playoffs, as if that's not enough. There's going to be this Deltacron, and you know, I'm gonna give you guys some of the updates of what we're seeing with Omicron per se, or the latest COVID wave. And now, nobody needs to panic, but honestly, you know, people in the media and also doctors are doing this too. I'm seeing doctors are loving the fame they're getting, and so they're sitting there and I see their posts and I see what they're doing, and they're like, you know, I want people to come to me, you know, and me be the know-it-all and me be the one that's you know, being interviewed and all that. And I caution anybody, just because this is the trap Fauci fell into. You will get stung if you give wrong information out. And the media has already fallen all over themselves. I'm seeing doctors do the same thing. Some doctors out there are posting a lot of stupid. And I'm like, just take a deep breath, okay? If you want to be famous, you could be famous. But do not salvage or do not sacrifice proper medical information out there. If there's some studies looking at ivermectin, you could say it. Say there's studies. If there are some studies that are looking at, well, it looks like it helps, but not completely convincing, you could say it's not too convincing. You could give your opinion. But I'm just seeing the headline after headline, post after post of things that are wrong. Don't be posting wrong stuff. If you're NBC, CNBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, please be careful. Please do your flippin' research. And Deltacron is something that might have a explanation for, like, contamination, or it might be a new variant. But say you don't know. Don't call it like a thing. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.drjoelwallach.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so maybe it's just me because I talk to a lot of people, but it sounds like everybody and their mother, hey, there has had now COVID or is going to get this COVID. In fact, they are expecting a huge walk out, not because of people striking or leaving their job, but a call out, I should say, a huge call out in the next week or two because so many people are sick with COVID. And so for those of you that are still trying to hide from it and, you know, hopefully just not leave the house, I hope it works for you. You know, I understand you want it to be safe. But please do not blame your Aunt Betty or your buddy Bob for giving you COVID. I hear this all the time. I had a good friend of mine in town, and when I started to not feel well, even though my COVID test was negative, I'm like, I just didn't want to risk it. And I'm like, I feel bad, you know, but I just don't want to see you or your friend. I was like, you know, I'd just rather play it safe. And so, sadly, when people get sick, then they start to go back going, well, who could I have been? You know, and it's very academic. Everybody wants to always kind of figure out because they don't want to do it again. If you have had this COVID, it sucks. It really sucks. So you start to kind of academicize. Is that the word for it? And you start to kind of ruse over, okay, well, what could I have done differently? Who could I have? And I'm telling you right now, the way this variant is working is it's ubiquitous. It's just out there. It could even be on door handles. And I mean, remember the original COVID was found for 17 days on cruise ship railings? You know, we don't know much still about this virus and how long it could live on inanimate objects and things like that. So if you go, yeah, there was somebody coughing and that person was coughing and I think that's the person that gave it to me, you know, fine, knock yourself out, but please don't blame each other because most likely you got it 2 days before you ran into that person who did cough. So this Omicron variant will start off if we're assuming it's not Omicron and Delta, where you get this sore throat from hell. And I get calls all the time. I have strep. I need antibiotics. I have strep. I need antibiotics. And we're not supposed to be giving antibiotics when you guys don't have necessarily active strep. We're seeing relatively few, if any, show up positive for strep. You do have some people who are strep carriers, but most of the people and most of their throats are not technically a strep picture, but it feels like strep. You got a fever and you got a sore throat. And the cough hasn't come in, so everybody's like, I have strep. Get yourself swabbed. Who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe this is strep time of year. But the sore throat is bad. I'm telling you right now, the sore throat is bad. Some of us might lose our voice, sound a little hoarse, and then either the cough will come on or the runny nose. Okay, when that runny nose comes on, you get a little congested, you get it, but then it just pours. And it just runs. And the big mistake a lot of people do is they're like, oh my gosh, okay, let me stop it. And they keep sucking it up. Let it out. Just let it run out. Why is your nose running? Your nose is running because your body's trying to flush it out. It's like diarrhea of the face. When you get diarrhea, everybody's like, oh no, I have a little diarrhea. I need to run and get Imodium. Give it a day or two if you're not going to get dehydrated. If you're keeping fluids down and you're not going every half hour and you're only going a few times, let your body get rid of it, for crying out loud. And so when I, even though I tested negative, when my nose was running, I just let it, I stood in the shower. I took maybe 18 showers that day and I just let it come out. Let that virus come out with the nasal congestion and discharge and whatever. I got dehydrated, though. I mean, you really have to hydrate. But trying to suck it up didn't work. Okay, then, you know, if you start to feel congested, you could take some decongestants. You could try some Flonase or Rhinocort, which is a nasal steroid, to decrease some of that issue, some of those issues you have in terms of, you know, being more open. I don't like Afrin. I don't like those sympathomimetic sprays because I think you can get kind of tolerant to them. Because when you spray it, how they work is they vasoconstrict. So when your vessels constrict, you don't make as much fluid or rhinorrhea. The problem with that is the medicine wears off. And then when it wears off, you get that rebound and then you're congested again. And there are people out there that have been on these nasal sprays since the dawn of time and they can't stop. They go, if I stop, I get congested again. So I just never started. I probably would have felt better, but I just didn't want to get used to it because the congestion will last. Okay, and then comes the cough. Okay, now the cough, originally it's a dry cough, but then it becomes wet. And people are like, oh, it's a wet cough, so I need antibiotics. Well, it's wet because you have a lot of congestion and you have a lot of mucus. But what's weird is it's a very filmy, kind of thick, there's a lot of inflammatory gunk. This virus makes a lot of gook and gunk. And I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast or lunch, all right? And so some doctors might do an antibiotic. Some doctors might do a steroid. The CDC still doesn't say to treat it with steroids and all that. But a lot of people said they found help with steroids. So You know, the steroid might help decrease the gook, but I got to tell you, again, your body's trying to wall it off. Your body's trying to get it out. So if you do have, let's say, this Omicron virus or variant, when do you panic? Well, never panic. Always have a level head. Can you breathe? Are you having trouble breathing? I love it when people have a pulse ox. I would pulse ox all my patients just to kind of make sure that their oxygen level was fine. I think a pulse ox at home is fantastic for you to gauge. But if you're starting to drop, I want you like 98, 99. But if we see you starting to drop below 96, now you're 95, now you're 94, you need to let a doctor know that your oxygen is dropping. You're below 94, you got to get yourself seen immediately. So the 94 to 96, I'm like, I'd rather somebody be checking your lungs. I don't like taking care of something like that over the phone. But if you're 97 to 100, that is a good sign. Now keep in mind, some of us have like really long nails. It might not pick up that well. You might have to even stick it on your toe. So, know how to use your pulse ox and get a good one. But, is it mandatory for you to have in the house? No. But if you have one, I think it's cool. I think everybody should have a blood pressure cuff, should have a pulse ox, should have a thermometer. I think it helps. And then when you go to your doctor or your medical provider, check it, test it, make sure they get the same numbers. So put your pulse ox on your finger while you're using theirs and see if it's the same number. Because there's a lot of half-assed stuff out there. Same thing with blood pressure cuffs. So everybody, I think, if they haven't had Omicron, they are going to get it. The good news is, after you get it, you might cough a little bit more, but then you should eventually be able to go back to work and go on with life. This Omicron, the reason why Omicron went through South Africa pretty quickly and then UK pretty quickly is because it's very fast. And when it's fast and everybody gets it, after a while, then you're done. And so. Doesn't mean you're going to be completely immune from COVID. No, I think there's going to be new strains. I think this is going to be more like the flu. I want this Omicron to be the end of all COVID. I want this Omicron to give us natural immunity, augment our vaccine immunity, and we could move on. But it's not sounding like that's happening. It's sounding like there's still new strains. We still don't know where these viruses are coming from, if they're still being manipulated, there was that one case where they said Omicron jumped from a human to a mouse. Mutated in the mouse, came back to humans. So we don't know what sort of animal vectors might be involved. It's still a crapshoot. But what we do know is Omicron's out there. Omicron is hitting everybody. So don't blame, your best friend or whoever for giving it to you, because trust me, it's, if you were out and about, you're going to get it. But, for those of you that have really tried all 2 years to not have been exposed, and you got your vaccine and you got your booster, and boy, are people ticked. They got their booster and they still got Omicron. Again, this is why I really fault the media. Everybody, even Joe Biden, said if you get your vaccine, you're good. I think it's keeping us out of the hospital. The hospitalizations are way down, but no, this is a disease also of the vaccinated. Vaccinated people are getting Omicron. It doesn't mean not vaccinate, but it means that people should not be treating vaccinated people like they're second-class citizens, because vaccinated people are spreading this around to, just like anybody else. With the hospitalizations, I know Judge Sotomayor had alluded to, I think, over 100,000 kids in the hospital right now. That is not true. The CDC clarified and said there's about 3,500 children in hospitals with COVID-19, but pediatric hospitalizations are rising. Why? It's flu season. It's croup season. It's pneumonia season. It's RSV season. It's asthma exacerbation season. So if you have a kid, because people are panicking, they go, oh my God, my kid has COVID. I'm not panicked about kids getting COVID to the degree that I'm panicked this time of year for kids anyway. This is a very dangerous time of year for kids, because this is when kids get their pneumonia or their RSV or croup or whatever. And so if your child tests positive for COVID, all right, most doctors are saying, don't bring them in. We don't want them spreading COVID, and we don't want them here. I say, bring them in to a medical center if they have short of breath, if they have fever, worsening symptoms, and if you think somebody needs to take a look and make sure they don't have something else going on. But for the most part, even though hospitalizations are going up, kids aren't as horribly affected as adults are with this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
We are RGCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rate of inflation has risen at its fastest pace in nearly four decades, with consumers paying more at the pump and at the grocery stores for some food staples. Addressing the recent surge in prices, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese tells Fox News that the Biden administration's social spending legislation is poised to help address the issue.
There's no question that price increases are high right now, and our focus is on what we can do to actually provide some relief to the principal costs that the American families are facing. If you look at our Build Back Better plan, what it really is about going at the principal costs that a typical household faces in a month.
President Biden talking infrastructure at the White House on Friday, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The administration is weighing in on talks had with Russia regarding Ukraine.
The talks have stalled between NATO and Russia over the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukrainian border. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Reporting that has suggested we're going to reduce the number of troops we have deployed or somehow cut back on our overall force posture in Europe. Those reports are wrong.
Also, in reply to a question, Russia's deputy foreign minister would neither confirm nor deny the possibility that Russia might deploy military infrastructure in Cuba and in Venezuela. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is $3.30 a gallon. Texas still reporting the lowest price for gas in the nation at just around $2.92 a gallon. Gas is still up around a dollar more than it was a year ago. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so maybe it's just me because I talk to a lot of people, but it sounds like everybody and their mother either has had now COVID or is going to get this COVID. In fact, there expecting a huge walkout, not because of people striking or leaving their job, but a call out, I should say, a huge call out in the next week or two because so many people are sick with COVID. And so for those of you that are still trying to hide from it and, you know, hopefully just not leave the house, I hope it works for you. You know, I mean, I understand you wanted to be safe, but please do not blame your Aunt Betty or your buddy Bob for giving you COVID. I hear this all the time. I had a good friend of mine in town, and when I started to not feel well, even though my COVID test was negative, I'm like, I just didn't want to risk it. And I'm like, I feel bad, you know, but I just don't want to see you or your friend. I was like, you know, I'd just rather play it safe. And so, sadly, when people get sick, then they start to go back, oh, well, who could I have been? You know, and it's very academic. Everybody wants to always kind of figure out because they don't want to do it again. If you have had this COVID, it sucks. It really sucks. So you start to kind of academicize. Is that the word for it? And you start to kind of ruse over, okay, well, what could I have done differently? Who could I have? And I'm telling you right now, the way this variant is working is it's ubiquitous. It's just out there. It could even be on door handles. And I mean, remember the original COVID was found for 17 days on cruise ship railings? You know, we don't know much still about this virus and how long it could live on inanimate objects and things like that. So if you go, yeah, there was somebody coughing and that person was coughing and I think that's the person that gave it to me, you know, fine, knock yourself out, but please don't blame each other because most likely you got it 2 days before you ran into that person who did cough. So this Omicron variant will start off, if we're assuming it's not Omicron and Delta, where you get this sore throat from hell. And I get calls all the time, I have strep, I need antibiotics, I have strep, I need antibiotics. And we're not supposed to be giving antibiotics when you guys don't have necessarily active strep. We're seeing relatively few, if any, show up positive for strep. You do have some people who are strep carriers, but most of the people and most of their throats are not technically a strep picture, but it feels like strep. You got a fever and you got a sore throat. And the cough hasn't come in, so everybody's like, I have strep. Get yourself swabbed. Who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe this is strep time of year. But the sore throat is bad. I'm telling you right now, the sore throat is bad. Some of us might lose our voice, sound a little hoarse, and then either the cough will come on or the runny nose. Okay, when that runny nose comes on, you get a little congested, you get it, but then it just pours. And it just runs. And the big mistake a lot of people do is they're like, oh my gosh, okay, let me stop it. And they keep sucking it up. Let it out. Just let it run out. Why is your nose running? Your nose is running because your body's trying to flush it out. It's like diarrhea of the face. When you get diarrhea, everybody's like, oh no, I have a little diarrhea. I need to run and get Imodium. Give it a day or two if you're not going to get dehydrated. If you're keeping fluids down and you're not going every half hour and you're only going a few times, let your body get rid of it for crying out loud. And so when I, even though I tested negative, when my nose was running, I stood in the shower. I took maybe 18 showers that day and I just let it come out. Let that virus come out with the nasal congestion and discharge and whatever. I got dehydrated, though. I mean, you really have to hydrate. But trying to suck it up didn't work. Okay, then, you know, if you start to feel congested, you could take some decongestants. You could try some Flonase or Rhinocort, which is a nasal steroid, to decrease some of that issue, some of those issues you have in terms of, you know, being more open. I don't like Afrin. I don't like those sympathomimetic sprays because I think you can get kind of tolerant to them. Because when you spray it, how they work is they vasoconstrict. So when your vessels constrict, you don't make as much fluid or rhinorrhea. The problem with that is the medicine wears off. And then when it wears off, you get that rebound and then you're congested again. And there are people out there that have been on these nasal sprays since the dawn of time and they can't stop. They go, if I stop, I get congested again. So I just never started. I probably would have felt better, but I just didn't want to get used to it because the congestion will last. Okay, and then comes the cough. Okay, now the cough, originally it's a dry cough, but then it becomes wet. People are like, oh, it's a wet cough, so I need antibiotics. Well, it's wet because you have a lot of congestion and you have a lot of mucus. But what's weird is it's a very filmy, kind of thick, there's a lot of inflammatory gunk. This virus makes a lot of gook and gunk, and I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast or lunch, all right? And so some doctors might do an antibiotic, some doctors might do a steroid. The CDC still doesn't say to treat it with steroids and all that, but a lot of people said they found help with steroids. So, you know, the steroid might help decrease the gook, but I got to tell you, again, your body's trying to wall it off, your body's trying to get it out. So if you do have, let's say, this Omicron virus or variant, when do you panic? Well, never panic. Always have a level head. Can you breathe? Are you having trouble breathing? I love it when people have a pulse ox. I would pulse ox all my patients just to kind of make sure that their oxygen level was fine. I think a pulse ox at home is fantastic for you to gauge. But if you're starting to drop, I want you like 98, 99. But if we see you starting to drop below 96, now you're 95, now you're 94, you need to let a doctor know that your oxygen is dropping. You're below 94, you got to get yourself seen immediately. So the 94 to 96, I'm like, I'd rather somebody be checking your lungs. I don't like taking care of something like that over the phone. But if you're 97 to 100, that is a good sign. Now keep in mind, some of us have like really long nails. It might not pick up that well. You might have to even stick it on your toe. So, know how to use your pulse ox and get a good one. But, is it mandatory for you to have in the house? No, but if you have one, I think it's cool. I think everybody should have a blood pressure cuff, should have a pulse ox, should have a thermometer. I think it helps. And then when you go to your doctor or your medical provider, check it, test it, make sure they get the same numbers. So put your pulse ox on your finger while you're using theirs and see if it's the same number. Because there's a lot of half-ass stuff out there. Same thing with blood pressure cuffs. So everybody, I think, if they haven't had Omicron, they are going to get it. The good news is, after you get it, you might cough a little bit more, but then you should eventually be able to go back to work and go on with life. This Omicron, the reason why Omicron went through South Africa pretty quickly and then UK pretty quickly is because it's very fast. And when it's fast and everybody gets it, after a while, then you're done. And so. Doesn't mean you're going to be completely immune from COVID. No, I think there's going to be new strains. I think this is going to be more like the flu. I want this Omicron to be the end of all COVID. I want this Omicron to give us natural immunity, augment our vaccine immunity, and we could move on. But it's not sounding like that's happening. It's sounding like there's still new strains. We still don't know where these viruses are coming from, if they're still being manipulated, there was that one case where they said Omicron jumped from a human to a mouse. Mutated in the mouse, came back to humans. So we don't know what sort of animal vectors might be involved. It's still a crapshoot. But what we do know is Omicron's out there. Omicron is hitting everybody. So don't blame, your best friend or whoever for giving it to you, because trust me, it's, if you were out and about, you're going to get it. But, for those of you that have really tried all 2 years to not have been exposed, and you got your vaccine and you got your booster, and boy, are people ticked. They got their booster and they still got Omicron. Again, this is why I really fault the media. Everybody, even Joe Biden, said if you get your vaccine, you're good. I think it's keeping us out of the hospital. The hospitalizations are way down, but no, this is a disease also of the vaccinated. Vaccinated people are getting Omicron. It doesn't mean not vaccinate, but it means that people should not be treating vaccinated people like they're second-class citizens, because vaccinated people are spreading this around to, just like anybody else. With the hospitalizations, I know Judge Sotomayor had alluded to, I think, over 100,000 kids in the hospital right now. That is not true. The CDC clarified and said there's about 3,500 children in hospitals with COVID-19, but pediatric hospitalizations are rising. Why? It's flu season. It's croup season. It's pneumonia season.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as you guys know, I'm Gen X. Okay, I've been around a while, definitely around the sitcom era. I was really, really young during the whole, you know, 1970s sitcom era, but I definitely watched a lot of the 80s shows. I didn't watch Full House. I think I saw Family Ties. I loved watching Moonlighting. I saw some Dallas. I saw some Dukes of Hazzard. MacGyver. I loved MacGyver. I watched The Huxtables. But I didn't really watch Full House. Maybe that was a little bit after my time. I don't know. I don't remember. But I was a fan of all the stars. I think they were, you know, pretty phenomenal. I understand why Full House was so popular. But sadly, Bob Saget died. And they say he died in his sleep, 65 years old. And he was, everybody calls him America's dad, but I thought that was Bill Cosby. I thought Bill Cosby was America's dad. But then everything happened with Bill Cosby and the sexual assault charges. So I guess now Bob Saget was called America's dad. So I don't know. I think we need to stop, you know, placing that, because I don't think everybody can identify with these people as our dads. And I always, you know, when people say, oh yeah, that's how a typical dad should be, I'm like, my dad is not like that. I don't see any belts. I don't see, I mean, you know, TV shows are not being very authentic and accurate. You know, dads are pretty tough dudes. But Bob Saget was a phenomenal actor and comedian, and apparently he had just finished a stand-up stint, and he had posted on Instagram how much he loved his job, you know, can't wait for, you know, coming, you know, the next set of shows coming up in 2022. But they say there was no sign of struggle, no foul play. We aren't sure if it was a heart attack. Right now, the family said they were unaware of any underlying health conditions that could have abruptly taken his life. They said no foul play, nothing odd at all. All they said is he died in his sleep. He had a great show Saturday night, and this happened. He was found in his hotel room. On a final Instagram post, less than 24 hours before he was found dead, Saget said he loved every minute of being backstage. He goes, okay, I love tonight's show in Jacksonville. Really nice audience. Lots of positivity. Happened last night in Orlando at the Hard Rock Live 2. Very appreciative and fun audiences. Thank you to at comedian Tim Wilkins for opening. He said, I had no idea I did a two-hour set tonight. I'm back in comedy like I was when I was 26. I guess I'm finding my new voice and loving every moment of it. He said, all right, see you in 2 weeks, January 28th to 29th, with my brother, the real Mike Young, and check bobsaget.com for my dates in 2022. He said, going everywhere until I get the special shot, and then probably keep going because I'm addicted to this S-word. Peace out. So he was happy. He was happy on his final night. Sadly, you know, we aren't sure what happened. People are looking at his family history. Apparently, he had two sisters who died 9 years apart, one from a brain aneurysm and one from autoimmune disease. His sister, Andrea, died in 1984. She was only 35 years old at the time and had a brain aneurysm. A brain aneurysm is where the vessel starts to balloon out, and then it could rupture, and then you bleed, and by the time anybody can try and save you, a lot of times you're gone. It's very highly fatal. And then his other sister, Gay, died in 1994. She was only 47 years old, and she had autoimmune disease. His parents had already passed, Dolly and Benjamin, in 2014 and 2007. So he currently has three daughters, his wife, Kelly Rizzo. So right now we're not sure what happened, but it always is just, you know, 65 years old, too young. His sister had systemic scleroderma. She was on prednisone, cortisone. Scleroderma is a kind of a connective tissue issue where people with a scleroderma, actually their skin looks super, super smooth. They have no wrinkles. It's a condition that sadly can be very, very painful, very uncomfortable. And I diagnose it by looking at people. Sometimes you could just tell by their fingertips, their hands and their face are just so, so smooth. We'll talk about that. That's a very interesting illness, but it's in his family. So obviously people are shocked. A lot of tributes coming out, but We'll keep you guys posted on that. Meanwhile, the Golden Globes happened yesterday. I was watching the Raiders game. I was kind of still on a high from the Cowboys winning. But apparently the Golden Globes, I think, was not televised to the degree that it usually is. According to the Hollywood Foreign Press Organization that organized it, actually, I don't know if it was them that quoted this, but they said that there has been a boycott because of quote-unquote years of mismanagement and alleged sexist and racist behavior. So, there's no celebrities, no red carpet, no primetime show. This is usually aired on NBC. And many people even blacklisted it, they said. It wasn't live streamed, but there were people who won. It was in a 90-minute socially distanced event at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. And I think some of the winners were definitely appropriate. So, you know, I really liked Mayor of Easttown. Well, Kate Winslet won. Apparently, Best Motion Picture was The Power of the Dog. Best Musical, West Side Story. Best Director, Jane Campion for Power of the Dog. Nicole Kidman got Best Actress for Being the Ricardos. Rachel Zegler for West Side Story. Ariana DeBlois, West Side Story. Will Smith won it for King Richard. Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom. I haven't even heard of these. King Richard I heard of. I haven't heard of Tick, Tick, Boom. And then best score was Dune. Yeah, they did a remake of Dune. My kids said it was good. I didn't really like the first Dune. I don't even know if I watched all of the first Dune, but I heard the second Dune is good. The best television series was Hacks. Best limited series, The Underground Railroad. Best performance by an actress in a television series, Michaela J. Rodriguez for Pose. Best performance by an actor was Jeremy Strong's Succession. Kate Winslet did win Best Performance by an Actress in a Limited Series for Mayor of Easttown. Jason Sudeikis won for Ted Lasso. He really does a good job. You guys need to watch Ted Lasso. It's just fun. The only problem is I watched the whole first season and a half without subtitles, and I missed a lot of the jokes because it's Cockney British, beautiful accent a lot of these people had, but I couldn't understand what they were saying, so I missed a lot of jokes. Squid Game. The best performance by an actor in a television supporting role was Oh Young-soo for Squid Game, so even they won. So that's, Squid Game was just, that's, that, I thought it was well done, but it was a shocker. It's one of those where you're going to need to temper it with something mild afterwards because it's pretty bloody and pretty graphic. So, you know, it's interesting. Golden Globes, for there to be the boycott, and apparently people have said that they weren't being as representative, and they weren't being as inclusive of, you know, people of all, you know, genders and races in terms of their choice. I've never understood how they figure out these rules. Like, for example, to me, I think Bruce Willis should have won some sort of award for Die Hard. I thought he was fantastic in that, but those aren't the movies that win these awards. They're more melodramatic, luckily Jason Sudeikis finally won something for comedy, but I think people underestimate comedy and action movies. I think those are really difficult. I think Daniel Craig does a great 007. I think he should win an award for that. I think there's a lot of shows that just don't necessarily win because either the timing or because, you know, somebody I guess has to cry, or I don't know. I this is why I'm not in acting, because I wouldn't win any award. I giggle too much. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.